This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Masechtes Peah, Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph. Me'imusai kol adam mutarin beleket. At what point may anyone, even those who are not poor, take leket? Me'sheyelchu ha'namoshois. After the last of the poor gatherers have passed through the field. Beperit v'oilolois m'shiyelchu ho'aniyim b'keren v'yavon. At what point may they take peret and oilolois grapes? And the answer is after the two rounds of poor gatherers have passed through the field. U'ba'zeisim m'shiteirid v'vias shniya. At what point may they take olives? After the second rain. Omar Rabbi Yehuda v'alo yesh she'enam ma'iskin esaseihem el al-acher revia shniya. Rabbi Yehuda argued that some people do not even harvest their olives until after the second rain. Ela kidei she'ehei ha'oni yaitse v'alo yehei mevi ba'arba'a isaris. Rather, the olives become permitted once they become so sparse that a poor person who passes through will not find the value of 4 iser coins, which is enough for 4 meals, 2 for him and 2 for his wife, and that is the end of Mishnah Aleph. Masechtes Peah, Perek Ches, Mishnah Beis. Nemonim al haleket, v'al hashikcha, v'al hapeah, b'shoson, v'al ma'aser ani b'chol shnosai. A poor person is believed that his food is from leket, or from shikcha, or peah, and therefore he is potter from ma'asering them, is exempt from tithes, only at the times that these foods are distributed. He is believed that his food is from Maiser Ani, and therefore exempt from tithes, for the entire 3rd and 6th year of the Shemitah cycle, and that's when Maiser Ani is given. Uven Levi Nemen La'olam. A Levi is always believed that his food is Maiser. Ve'einon Ne'emonim Ela Al-Davar Shebenei Adam Noihagen Kein. In all these cases, they are only believed regarding foods that are normally given to the poor, as the following Mishnah will explain. Masechtes Peah, Perek Ches, Mishnah Gimel. Nemonim al hachitim, ve'ein nemonim al hakemech, velo al hapas. They are believed that they received wheat, but they are not believed that they received flour or bread. Ne'emonim al ha'sa'irim shalayriz, ve'ein ne'emonim alav ben chai ben mevushal. They are believed that they received stalks of rice, but they're not believed that they received grains of rice, whether raw or cooked. Ne'emonim al ha'pol, ve'ein ne'emonim al ha'grisin, lo chayim ve'lo mevushalin. They are believed that they received whole beans, but they are not believed that they received ground beans, whether raw or cooked. Ne'emonim al ha'shemen, loymar shel ma'aser ani hu, ve'ein ne'emonim alav loymar shel zeisei nikuf hu. They are believed that they received olive oil as ma'aser ani, but they are not believed that they made the oil from leket, shekor peah olives, since the olives are usually too few to make oil from them. That's the end of Mishnah Gimel. Masechtes Peah, Perek Ches, Mishnah Dalet. Ne'emonim al ha'yerek chai, ve'ne'emonim al ha'mevushal, ele'im kein ha'ylo dover muat, shekein derech bal ha'bayis, li'ais ma'itzi, melif. they are believed that they received raw vegetables as ma'aser ani, but not cooked vegetables, unless it is a small amount, which a person might take out of his pot after having forgotten to tithe his produce. And that's the end of Mishnah Dalet. Periches Mishnah Hey, Ein Poichasin Lo Aniyim Bagoyin Mechatzi Kav Chitim Bekav Sa'oyrim. When distributing Maaser Ani from the threshing floor in the field, one must give a satisfying amount to each recipient. This means no less than half a kav of wheat or an entire kav of barley. Remeir Oimer Chatzi Kav. Remeir said for barley it is also half a kav. Kav v'chatzi kusmin, v'kav groigreis, o mana devela. For spelt, it's 1.5 kav. For dried figs, 1 kav, or a mana weight of pressed fig cake. Rabbi Akiva Oimer Piras. Rabbi Akiva said half of that weight. Chatzi lug yayin, for wine, half a lug. Rabbi Akiva Oimer Revius. Rabbi Akiva said a quarter of a lug. Revius shemen, for oil, a quarter lug. Rabbi Akiva Oimer Shminis. Rabbi Akiva said an eighth. Ushar kol ha-peiros, Omar Abba Shol, kidei, Shiyim Kirem V'yikach Behem Mezayin Shtei Sudais. For all other fruit, Abba Shol said that one must give enough to be sold for the value of 2 meals. And that is the end of Mishnah Hay. Masechtas Peya Perek Ches Mishnah Vav. Midu Zu Amura Bakayhanim Ubalavim Ubiyisraelim. These measurements apply when given to any poor person, whether Kaihanim, Levim, or Yisraelim. Choya Matzil, Noitl Mechsa, Venoisin Mechsa. If he wishes to save some of the Maaser Ani for his poor relatives, he may save no more than half and must distribute the other half to the rest of the poor. Chayolo davermuot, noisin lifnehem, vehein mechalkin beinehem. If he does not have enough to give the amounts listed above to all the poor people who came, he must place what he has before them and let them divide it among themselves. That's the end of Mishnah Vav. Masechtas Peya, Perikhes, Mishnah Zayin. Ein Paichasin La'ani, Ha'ayver Memakam La'makam, Mekipger Bipundian, Ma'arba Sayin Besela. A poor person traveling from place to place must be given at least enough bread for 2 meals. Lon, Naisnin Loi, Parnosas Lino. If he stays overnight, he must be given a bed, a pillow, and a blanket. Shavas, Naisnin Loi, Mazain, Sholosh, Suudais. If he stays for Shabbos, he must be given food for 3 meals. Mi Shiesh Lo Mazain Shtei Suudais, Lo Yito Minatamchui. A person who has enough food for 2 meals is not eligible to take from the Tamchui collection through which food is given out daily. Mazin Arba Esri Sudais Lo Yito Min Hakupo. If he has enough for 14 meals, he may not take from the Kupa collection through which food is distributed weekly. והקופו נגבס בשניים ומסחלקס בשלושה. The kupo is collected by two people, which gives them the authority to force people to donate, and distributed by three, since they must act like a bezdin to decide how to distribute it. That is the end of Mishnah Zayin. Masechtas Peah, Perek Ches, Mishnah Ches. Mi sheyesh lo mosayim zuz, lo yitol leket shikhu peah umayser ani. A person who has 200 zuz may not take leket shikhu peah umayser ani. Choyelo mosayim choser dinner, afilu elef noisnin lo ka'achas hareze yitol. If he lacks even one dinner from that amount, then even if a thousand people offer him at once, he may take from them all. Chaya memushkanin lebal chayvai, o leksubas ishtai, harei ze yitol. If he has 200 zuz worth of property, but it is indebted to his creditor, the one who loaned him money, or to his wife for her kesuba, he may take. Ein mechayevin oso, limkur es beso, ves kli tashmishai. He is not required to sell his home or household utensils before taking leket shikhan peah. Therefore, even if they are worth more than 200 zuz, he is still eligible to take. And that's the end of Mishnah Ches. Masechtas Peah, Perek Ches, Mishnah Tes. Mi sheyesh lo chamishim zuz, v'u noisei v'noisim bohem, harei ze lo yitol. If a person has only 50 zuz, but he buys and sells merchandise with it to make a living, he may not take leket shikha peah or any tzedakah, any charity at all. V'chol mi she'enu tzarech lito v'noito, eno niftam in ha'olam atzi tzarech labriyos. A person who does not really need to take charity, but takes anyway, will not leave this world before he becomes poor and really needs help from people. V'chol mi sheyitzdarech litol ve'einu noitel eino meis min hazikno ad sheyefarnes acherim mishaloi v'olav hakosav omer baruch hagever asher yiftach b'Hashem v'hoyah Hashem miftachoi. A person who needs charity but works hard and manages to live frugally without it will live to an old age and will not die until he has enough to give charity to others. And of him, the Torah writes, blessed is the man who trusts Hashem, and Hashem will be his support. V'chein dayan shedon din emes la'amitai. The same pasuk applies to a judge who rules with perfect truthfulness. V'chol mi she'eino lo chiger, v'lo sumo, v'lo piseach, v'oise atzme ka'achet mehem, eine meis min hazikno, ad she'yiye ka'achet mehem, she'nemar, v'doyresh ro'o tivayenu, v'nemar, tzedek, tzedek, tirdayf. If a person is not crippled or blind, but pretends to be so in order to collect charity, he will not die of old age before he actually becomes crippled or blind. As the Torah writes, those who seek evil, it will come upon them. And it also says in the Torah that tzedek, tzedek, justice, justice, tirdayf, you shall pursue. B'chol dayon, shelokeach shaychad, umat es hadin, Einoi meis min hazikna ad she'enov keyois she'nemar v'shoichad lo sikoch ki ha'shoichad ya'aver pikchim v'goymer. Any judge who takes bribes and twists the judgment will not die of old age before his eyesight fades away, as it's written in the Torah. You shall not take bribes, since bribery blinds those who could see. And that's the end of Mishnah Ches. That's the end of the Masechta B'Siyata D'Shemaya. Hadron Aluch Masechtas Peo.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.